It's by your breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen or ears heard shall be your all through this year. Congratulations. With joy and rejoicing in our heart this morning, let's lift up our holy hands, lift up our voices, celebrate the King of Kings, bless his holy name, because him alone is worthy. Lift up our voices of thanksgiving, our voices of appreciation, say, Father, we thank you. Somebody lift up your voice this morning, celebrate him for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for diverse testimonies, diverse answers, giving praise for the strength we have enjoyed on the prayer altar, for the testimonies. Let's reverence his holy name this morning, blessing him, giving him praise, celebrating his faithfulness. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voice this morning. Bless him. Let's bless him this morning on how far he has taken us. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. We thank you for strength enjoyed. We thank you for answers received. We thank you for diverse encounters. To you alone be all the glory. We have returned this morning just like that one leper to say, Father, we thank you. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. It's your finger that has turned our captivity around. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory. We have returned to appreciate your faithfulness. Father, we thank you for the signs, for the wonders, for the diverse manifestation since the 21 days fasting and prayer began. We give you all the glory for answers received. Father, we thank you for the encounters. Father, we give you praise. And as the word comes this morning, Lord, meet us again at the point of our needs. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bring up more questions this morning, and we know we shall be answered. In the name of Jesus, we saturate the altar this morning by the blood. We saturate this altar this morning by the blood. We are going changed. We are going transformed. We are going transfigured. We are living your presence. Visit us this morning, and your name be glorified. Father, we thank you. We bless you this morning. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a hand of praise as we welcome the praise team.
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God,
covenant keeping God,
there is no one like you. There is no one else. Oh, nobody else. There is no one else. Nobody like you, Jesus. Covenant keeping God. Found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I am mighty. I'm binding in the vine. I found a new way of living.
I found a new way of living.
I found a new life in Christ.
I found a new life in Christ.
I got the fruit of the Spirit.
I
found a new way of living.
I found a new way of living.
I've got a new life in
mind.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit.
I'm abiding.
put our hands together for Jesus this morning and be seated in God's presence. Is my year breaking limits? Make it louder. Is my year breaking limits? We shall be commencing our intercession this morning with this prayer line. Father, let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. A louder amen. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Run, tell this young man that Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein, for it will be a wall of fire round about her. Let's rise as we pray this morning. Our Father, let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Ensure your heart is engaged as we pray this morning. Make investment in the place of prayer. Our Father, let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, according to your vision for us. Let this church experience breaking limit order of growth according to your will for the end time church. Let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and engage confidently. We are praying the will of God this morning, and when we pray, our God hears. He answers. Our Father, let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up your church before you. We are traveling, praying, asking, O God of heaven, let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus Christ. Run, tell this young man that Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and of cattle thereon. Our Father, we ask of you that your word be enforced. Let this church experience breaking limit order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause your church here to experience breaking limit order of growth this year. Breaking limit order of growth this year. Territory taken. Dumbfounding order of growth beyond what we have ever seen or imagined before. Thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls, in the name of Jesus. You can pray in the spirit, and you can pray in your understanding this morning. Praying, believing. Praying, expecting. Lobon tendiala sintandu shanteni zazu zarana baba uluru daya bantantenina zazoshia shandala baba marado obabalia la sizanda. It's your church. You are the builder. Abura tuzan sentinela dam brandada agoshiandala bantenina. Let your will be done this year. Let this church experience breaking limit order of growth, thereby returning her as an ever-growing city without walls this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mazuzan tambonde liantandin danzanto urwala baba barata ashishando labarani ilaboratia brother sutanaba. Lift your voice right now and lift your hand. Commence appreciation to God. Give him glory. It is done in the name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated in God's presence.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall be rising and yet praying this morning. And we shall be saying, Father, anoint every winner with the spirit of love so as to gain access to the deep things of the spirit thereby breaking limits in life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we read verse 9 and verse 10, as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But he said, but God has revealed them unto us, even by his Spirit. Please rise with me this morning. Lift up your voice as we ask the Father to anoint every winner all across the nations of the earth with the Spirit of love, so as to gain access to the deep things of the Spirit. Lift up your voice and let's make this intercession. Let's pray this prayer with faith in our hearts. We are asking the Father in the name of Jesus to anoint every winner with the Spirit of love, so as to gain access to the deep things of the Spirit. Lift up your voice. Pray this prayer with passion this morning. Make this intercession with faith in your heart. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus to anoint every winner afresh, to anoint every living winner afresh with the Spirit of love, so as to gain access to the deep things of the Spirit, thereby breaking limits in every area of life, even in this year 2020. Lift up your voice. Make this intercession from the depth of your heart. Make this intercession with faith spanning from your heart this morning. For it is written, I have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of any man, the things that God has reserved and packaged only for lovers. Lift up your voice. Father, anoint every winner afresh with the Spirit of love that will empower every one of us to gain access to the deep things of the Spirit, that will uncover hidden mysteries and hidden secrets of the kingdom. Lift up your voice. Make this intercession. Pray from the depth of your heart. Ensure that your heart is connected as you make this intercession. We are asking the Father in the name of Jesus to anoint every winner with a Spirit of love afresh, burning in our hearts like fire shot up in our bones, that will empower every winner to gain access to the deep things of the Spirit and the deep things of the kingdom. Even in this year, lift up your voice. Pray with passion this morning. Make this intercession from the depth of your heart. We are asking the Father to release deep love in our hearts, burning afresh, deep passion, deep passion, deep passion, burning in the hearts of every winner, even this year, that we open every one of us to the deep things of the Spirit, thereby breaking every limitation in life all through this year. Lift up your voice. Make sure you are praying from the depth of your heart. You are engaging with fervency and full assurance that God is hearing you this morning and is answering. He's firing the love of the Lord afresh into the hearts of every winner, and that includes you. Pray this morning. Make this intercession. Father, anoint every winner afresh. Anoint every winner afresh with the Spirit of love that will empower us to gain access to the deep things of the Spirit all through this season, thereby breaking every limitation, thereby breaking boundaries, thereby commanding strange results that ears have not heard, that eyes have not seen, breaking limit, order of testimonies. That will be our portion. That will be the portion of every winner all across our harvest field. Thank you, precious Father. Lift up your hands if you will. I appreciate him again this morning. He has released upon each one of us the Spirit of love. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year, and turn them into disciples. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which are prepared. Shall we be on our feet right now as we lift up our voice of intercession before the Lord, saying, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. Lift up your voice as we pray this prayer together in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angels take over our harvest field in the name of the Lord Jesus, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we are calling upon your name and we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we call upon your name, Lord, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church and turn them into disciples. Lift up your voice and pray in faith. Lift up your voice and pray with confidence this morning. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. In the name of Jesus, let's engage the reaper angels this morning, the reaper angels all across our harvest field, to drafting souls into this church this year in the name of Jesus and make disciples of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart, engaging your faith this morning, saying, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church and turn them into disciples. In the name of Jesus, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee to the place that are prepared. We pray, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your angels, the reaper angels, take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. Lift up your voice. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession this morning. Engage the reaper angels. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. You can pray that prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Be sure you are engaging your heart in praying the prayer, saying, Father, let your angels take over our harvest field, drafting souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. Li parakande kerebra lokatozia zazozande ekerebra lakata rasuzande karoshada la lekerebra lakatozia malipala ande kerebra lakatozia. Let your angels, Lord, take over our harvest field, bringing souls into this church this year and turn them into disciples. This is our heart desire, and we believe you have done that. Lift up your two hands to Jesus and give him thanks because he has answered. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put those hands together for him and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. We shall be praying, saying, Father, as we gather in our one night with the King tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant. Psalms chapter 105, verse 19 to 21, paraphrase. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him, The king sent and loosed him and made him ruler of his house and of his substance. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, as we gather into our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray this prayer that must be answered. Pray with faith and pray with confidence, saying, Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Your word says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him, and he sent for him, and he set him free. Tonight we pray, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding, saying, Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, pray with confidence and pray with faith, saying, Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice some more. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Let heaven hear your voice this morning, saying, Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant. Nesopratiani shikapande no pranizazia rete kempro no somble leketaya rabide sheke palaba. Father, as we gather in our one night with the king tonight, establish the reality of the breaking limits prophetic agenda in the life of every participant in the name of Jesus. Necropisa liakapande ridia shatala. Lift your hands and begin to thank him. Give him the glory and praise. Give him the honor. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. Shortly we shall be rising up again on our feet to pray. Father, by the revelation of your word, let every participant encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. Can I hear louder? Amen. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8 says, and the Lord sent a word into Jacob, and he had lighted upon Israel. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, by the revelation of your word, let every participant encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, by the revelation of your word, let each and every participant encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. Let every participant encounter breaking limit order of destiny. Encounter destiny in a breaking limit way in our services this Sunday. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Father, by the revelation of your word, let every single participant encounter destiny. Let every participant in our Sunday services this coming Sunday encounter destiny. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the sound of your intercession. Father, we pray that by the revelation of your word, let every participant encounter destiny. Let every participant come face to face with destiny. Let every participant encounter a breaking limit order of destiny in our services this Sunday. Let them encounter destiny in a breaking limit way. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. As you pray, pray expectantly, pray in faith. Father, by the revelation of your word, by the revelation of your word, let each and every participant encounter destiny. Let every participant encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. In all our services this Sunday, Father Lord, let everyone participant come face to face with a word that shall cause them to encounter destiny after a breaking limit order. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. It shall not be service as usual. It shall be an encounter with destiny. Lift up your voice. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray from your heart. Father, by the revelation of your word, let each and every participant encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. Lift up your voice. Begin to pray in the spirit as you also pray your understanding. Le prokos kima janda yaraba. Re re rebos. Banda garobo sheparia. Rande geze keto yolobo. Lande re rebo. Lo prekedaba. Rida rosa. La da da gaya. Lorera. La siakete. Father, let the revelation of your word produce a revolution that will cause your people to encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. Father Lord, by the revelation of your word, let every participant encounter destiny in our services this Sunday. Lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God. Give him thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
A year of breaking limits. Shortly we shall be rising up to pray, and this time around we shall be praying our personal supplication. This gives us an opportunity right now to go before the Almighty God, with whom all things are possible, to express our desires unto him in prayer. As we do so this morning, I see each one of us returning with our answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear louder? Amen. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, the scripture says, call unto me, I will answer thee. I won't stop there, but I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Please rise upon your feet. 5 minutes to go. Each one of us before the Almighty God, make sure you keep pressing in prayer as you take advantage of this moment right now. And don't forget to put first the kingdom of God, even in your requests. Lift up your voice right now. Let's begin to thank God this morning for answered prayers. Thank him, praise him, bless him, magnify his name confidently, give him praise and glory in your understanding and the Holy Ghost. God has answered. God has heard. He deserves our praise. Lift up your hands and magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A louder amen. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
It's my year of breaking limits. In this covenant hour of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and we shall be blessed as we do so. Number one, career turnaround via obedience. Amen. At Shiloh 2017, Bishop Abioye preached on sacrifice
And the Holy Spirit instructed me to give my entire salary for the month. I obeyed, but did not have faith in it. During the 21-day fasting and prayers, the Holy Spirit again instructed me on three things. One, to give food to a widow. Two, to give a beggar. And thirdly, to win souls. I obeyed in all three. Thereafter, the Holy Spirit again instructed me to give my first fruit to Him, and I did. Thereafter, my faith came alive, and I keyed into God's word in Deuteronomy 28:1. Then He showed up. Amen. Make it bigger for Jesus. Hallelujah. I was promoted in my place of work. As if that was not enough, God dazed me with a new job with a salary in six figures. I also got a free ticket to travel to the UK. I return all the glory to the God of this commission. Testifier, I know Akeem, make that clapping better, better, bigger for Jesus. Amen. Number two, healed via prophetic declaration. Amen. In 2018, I was diagnosed with hepatitis B. However, while I trusted God for my healing, I threw the drugs away after using them for just 2 days. I keyed into every prophetic word and engaged vigorously in the 21-day prayer and fasting. During the second one night with the king, Bishop David Oyedepo declared that we would return with a definite encounter. I received it. I went to the hospital the following day, and I was confirmed hepatitis B negative. I give God all the glory. Testifier is Thomas Augustine. Can we rise on our feet and put our hands together in appreciation of this God of miracles?
Shall we lift our hands to heaven this morning and give thanks to God for the testimonies we have heard? Let's give Him the glory. Let's give the honor unto Him. Let's adore Him and let's give praise unto His name. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving and gratitude is heard on high this morning as you give glory and praise unto the name of the Most High. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give honor and give adoration unto Him. He's worthy of all the praise. Father, we have come today to say thank You. We have come to glorify Your name. We have come to honor You and to give You all the praise. Thank Him also for the answers He has given to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain. You have not called upon Him in vain. But as you have cried, He has heard. As you have cried, He has said to you, "Here I am." Will you give Him the praise and glory? Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high as you give Him thanks. And now begin to ask Him to speak to you this morning. Lord, speak to me this morning by Your word. I ask that You will send me Your word. Let Your word come in my direction and let it change my story. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear Him. It is You I have come to hear this morning. Speak directly to me as Your word comes forth. Let it address my situation and let it engrace me for a new dimension. Father, we thank You in Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank You this morning for the blessing of being in Your presence. We thank You, Lord, because of the testimonies that we have heard. They are Your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, we have come to say that we are grateful. For the answers to our prayers yet again this morning, we say thank You. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon You. Speak to us today by Your word and let everyone experience a change of level. We give You thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in His presence. It is my year of breaking limits. All through the course of this week, we have been looking at this line of exhortations entitled, "Prayer Does Not Only Change Things, Prayer Changes People." Prayer does not only change things, but prayer changes people. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, Jesus gives a clear admonition. He says that this parable did He speak unto them, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The scripture therefore makes it clear that prayer is ordained for continuous engagement by the believer. It means there is no season that should be a prayerless season. In Romans 12 and verse 12, the Bible says, continue instant in prayers. In James chapter 5 and verse 16, the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Actually, in the Amplified version, it says, the heartfelt continued prayer. So prayer is ordained for continuous engagement. And when we look at the scripture, we discover that part of the reason for the continuity in prayer is the continuity of transformation that takes place on the altar of prayer. Jesus is our perfect example. We are told to look unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And in Luke chapter 9, we have the example of Jesus painted to us in verse 28 and verse 29. He said he went up with John, Peter, and James to a mountain, and the purpose was to pray. And the Bible says in verse 29, as he prayed. If you notice, four of them went up, but one of them was praying. He said he took with him Peter, James, and John, but only him was praying. The other three were watching. And what happened, the Bible says, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became white. It is only the one who is praying that experienced the changes. As he was praying, he was changing. As they were watching, they were remaining. You never experience a change of story without personal engagement. God's servant, our father, has been saying over and again that the Lord has spoken to him and told him that he must emphasize to us the necessity of an individuality mentality, that we have to take it personal when it comes to our walk with God. The Bible didn't say that they were all changed. It says that he was changed. And what happened in verse 43 went on to confirm the change that took place within. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. He said, but while they wondered at these things which Jesus did, not they, but he, which Jesus did, he said to his disciples. You see, our transformation is personal because our engagement must be personal. If any one of us must experience a change of level, then we must also reposition ourselves on the altar of prayer. As he prayed, he changed. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 that we are to follow verse 12, those who have, through faith and patience, inherited the promise. And we have seen all through the scriptures that there are various examples of individuals who engaged on the altar of prayer, and the result of it was supernatural transformation in their lives. We are going to look at one example this morning, and that is the example of Paul the Apostle, an addicted intercessor. Paul the Apostle, an addicted intercessor. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Philippians 4 and verse 6, because Paul was speaking here, we know that what he was saying was part of his lifestyle. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. How many things? How many things? He said, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In everything. So there was nothing as far as Paul was concerned that was not a prayer thing. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, Paul speaking there said, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying how often? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Look at that. Praying always with all prayers. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. That is not just praying, but pressing it to the point of answers. Praying always with all prayers. Persevering all the way to the end of it. In other words, not just starting in prayer, but pressing it to the point of result. That was the lifestyle of Paul the Apostle. No wonder he admonished the church in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. He said to us there, pray without ceasing. Look at that. He was a man that was committed not only to start in prayer, but to continue in prayer. We have an example of this in the book of Galatians 4 and verse 19. Paul speaking there put it this way. He says, Galatians 4 and verse 19, my little children, he said, whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. You see, if you look at Paul, you discover that it is a dangerous thing to be his convert because Christ must be formed in you by force. He stands on the altar of prayer. He will never leave your case alone until you are the expression of Christ at work in the world. That's what we are seeing concerning Paul. A man of prayer, a passionate intercessor, an addict of the prayer altar. He was a man that you found continuously in prayer, always pressing on the altar of prayer. And that's why you found Paul, who was formerly a persecutor of the church. You found him always changing. Those who he met, he left. He overtook them on the basis of his personal engagement. You see, it is not when, as it were, you start, but it is how you continue. You see, Paul met others who were running the race far before him. They have been born again while he was the enemy of the church. They walked with Jesus. They followed Jesus. They were disciples of Christ. Paul was not there at that point. But the moment Paul started, he didn't let anybody leave him alone. He kept pressing. He kept pushing. He kept driving. Until now, the one who came last ended up coming first. Did you not hear Jesus say that the last shall be first? It is all about your continuity in your pursuit. Your continuity in your pursuit. You may have just gotten born again in 2019, but it is not too late to push to the front. Paul arrived late, but he ended up first. All by pressing continuously on the altar of prayer. Now, the question is, what really changed in the life of Paul? As he stood on the altar of prayer, what was the effect of his commitment to God, of his connection to God? One of the things we discover about Paul the Apostle that was very unique and very strange was that Paul demonstrated dominion over death severally. You look at various situations and circumstances that Paul found himself in, and yet in every one of them, he demonstrated practical dominion over death. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 25, Paul speaking about this very unique experience, he said, a night and a day I have been in the deep. I have been in the deep. The word in means under. He was underwater for one night and one day. I don't know how many of you have been to swim before, but if you enter into water, no matter how you have lung capacity, the highest that you will be under that water without drinking the water, maximum, if you are very strong, is 5 minutes. Now, this one said, I was there for one night and one day, 24 hours, and yet I did not drown. Water did not enter my system. God, someone has put it this way. He said, there are people who are highly demonized, and there are others who are highly divinized. This man was divinized. He was imparted with divine nature to the point that the natural could not destroy him. If you look at Paul the Apostle, the only way for him to pass and to die was when he said, now I have poured out my life as a drink offering. It is now time for me to go. Until Paul said it's time to go, no one could take him. He demonstrated practical dominion over death. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 down to verse 25, you see Paul here almost toying with death. He said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He said, but if I live in the flesh, then the fruit of my labor. And yet, what shall I choose? I don't know. What shall I select? He said, for I am straight between these two options. I have a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. I'm committed and connected to the heavenlies. He said, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is needful for you. That is, he's outside the equation now. He said, now, he said, it is needful for you, for me to abide. He said, and having this confidence, I know that I will abide to continue with you for your furtherance and for your joy in faith. Look at this man, playing with death. He said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'm now between two options. Whether I should go to be with Jesus, which is far better for me, or whether I should stay with you. He said, but which is needful for you. And because you need me to be here, I've decided I will stay. There is nothing that can take me till I decide it's time to go. That is on the basis of commitment to the altar of prayer. He became a man of practical dominion over death. No wonder the same Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 55. Look at Paul speaking here and you see his dominion. He said, O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? Dominion over death. As you are praying in this season, you are generating power. And that means that for every one of us, there will be no touch or sting of death upon anyone. Amen. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Amen. I said somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Amen. That's what happens when we pray. When we pray, we are empowered. And just like Paul, we are able to exercise practical dominion over the hold of death. I see that becoming somebody's experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it, say a loud amen. Amen. Don't forget, God is no respecter of persons. If Paul was empowered for dominion over death as he prayed, then you and I will be empowered as we pray. I'd like each one of us, therefore, to be expectant that in this season, as you are praying, you are changing. As you are praying, you are changing. As you are praying, you are changing. Where you were last year is not where you will be by the end of this fast. As you are praying, you are changing. Your dominion level is changing. Your authority level is changing. Your power level is changing. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Amen. Rise on your feet with me this morning. Stretch your hand to heaven. Lord, I receive grace to sustain prayer like Paul did. To sustain prayer like Jesus did. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. My Father, my God, I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. The grace, O Lord, to continue in prayer. To continue in prayer. To continue in prayer. To continue instant in prayer. To remain engaging in prayer with all perseverance. Like Paul did it, Lord, I receive grace for it. Like Paul did it, Lord, I receive grace for it. You are no respecter of persons. Therefore, as Paul prayed, your word said he was empowered. And the power was demonstrated in his dominion over death. In the same vein, even as I pray, my practical dominion over death shall be open for all to see in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I pray, just like Paul changed, I must be changed. Just like Jesus changed, I must be changed. Is somebody praying this morning? Receive from God grace. 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 Let grace, Lord, be released upon us. You have said we should come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Therefore, Lord, we require your grace. We call upon you for your grace. We cry to you for your grace. We ask of you for your grace. Let your grace be made available. Let your grace be made available for continuity, for consistency, for steadfastness on the altar of prayer in the name of Jesus, for persistence on the altar of prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the prayer fire fall afresh upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Let it come afresh, O Lord, the spirit of prayer and supplication. Let it come afresh upon our lives. Lift your hands and your voice and give glory to God this morning. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Thank him. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have called upon God this morning, the spirit of grace and supplication comes afresh upon each one of us. Every prayer infirmity by your encounter upon this mountain, an end comes to it forever. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. You believe God, say loud amen. Amen. Don't forget, tonight is our one night with the King. Is somebody excited? We are all gathered here in Canaan land at the Faith Tabernacle for this glorious encounter with the Lord, and for each one as we come, God will be transitioning each one to a new dimension. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it, say louder, amen. I say you believe it, say louder, amen. Therefore, each one take advantage, make your way down here. Also, as was announced yesterday, transportation from all the various zones, the normal arrangements will be in place. Take advantage of it and make your way down here. That woman said, I want good my way there. And before the service started, her answer was delivered. There are many before the service will even start tonight. Your answer will be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and speak to the day. Make your decrees concerning the day. It's a day that is loaded. Loaded for your change of story. Loaded for the delivery of your desire. Loaded for the manifestation of your testimony. Make your decree right now. Make your decree right now. This day is a day of visitation. It's a day of visitation. A day of change of level for me. In the name of Jesus. A day of change of level for me. In the name of Jesus. A day of change of level for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.